Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. Out of the wilderness of wellness. This is your voice of wellness in the Imperial Valley, sponsored to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We are Let's Talk About It. Like Mario said, you're one and only. Valley Voice of Wellness. Lonely place there. 337-8874 is the phone number. Welcome you to call anytime, all the time. It really helps the show to add whatever energy or whatever questions you might have. I heard in a training once, a radio training. Can you imagine? I had a radio training. I didn't learn very much. But at the radio training, they said, you know, when one person calls in with a question, it's because 100 other people out in the community have that same question. So if you have a question, you're sitting there, maybe I'll be all – it's not true. There's 100 other people out there with that same question. So encourage you to call 337-8874. Also, podcasts. Amazing things, because they capture everything we say and do forever and ever, as long as the internet exists. As long as we have electricity and servers, we're good. And it is at kxoradio.com. Already there is an incredible encyclopedic selection of shows there, all produced by Mario Espinosa, to exquisitely cut out all of this idle chatter that makes this part boring. But it's there at KXLradio.com, and you can go back there anytime and access any of the shows that have been put up there. And there's, like I said, quite a few at this point, because it's been accumulating, I think, since a year and a quarter or so. So there's really, really a lot of shows there. We are blessed today by a longtime guest, a regular on the show, person who has his own. We've got like the Hollywood director chairs here. He's got one of those with his name on the back of it. Yeah. And he's got his jacket and his Let's Talk About It gear. He shows up quarterly, probably every 6 months for sure, to give us stuff. And it's cool, because you look in the community for people who are really committed to the community, people who were born here and raised here, and care enough about where we are and what we're doing that they don't just say, hey, La Jolla, here I come. And they stay here and they become part of this and commit to it on all sorts of different levels. And that really describes today's guest. I mean, he is like that to the T. Florentino Olivas, he is has a master's in social work. He's working diligently towards licensure. He's studying his test notes right now as we speak. He's been with behavioral health now for somewhere over 5 years, but yeah, so I was going to say it was 6 years. And before that, he worked for Department of Social Services and Child Protective stuff, and always been an ally of families in need. He does weird football stuff on the side. He's got his own little private practice gig going at Sunshine, and he also floats. Good morning. I'm bringing you in so you can plug yourself here. Okay.
Good morning.
You do Saturday gigs over at Sunshine too, right?
Yes. We have some Saturday seminars that we do for free. And sometimes we have snacks and things that we give away. Lately we just haven't had a commitment from the community, but hey, we understand it gets kind of busy sometimes, and Saturdays are packed up with other stuff instead of probably coming into a seminar.
You know, basketball season's over. Football season's over. Probably get us in now.
Right. I'm looking for that gap between, you know, baseball and basketball kind of thing.
Baseball's not very urgent yet. It's hope springs eternal, right?
Right.
And it is spring. So welcome aboard, Florentino.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, there are times when we have to have talks about things that are important, because we want a safe community, and we want a community where the people that we love for and care for are protected. And that this is one of those times, Mark.
Yes.
So what did you bring us today?
Today I brought in something that's an urgency to our department in Imperial County Behavioral Health. Our director, Mike Horn, was looking at some statistics locally in regards to suicide, and they're up here in the community. So, you know, he said, let's bring some awareness out there. and, you know, just give them whatever information that we have, as well as, you know, give them some information about some of the trainings that we provide. And I know you're one of the trainers as well, the ASSIST training. Mm-hmm. So, which ASSIST means Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training. And that's one of the things that we wanted just to bring awareness today to the community that, you know, because these things are up, you know, our director is great. He keeps his hand on that pulse here in the county, make sure that whatever is necessary that we take care of. And that's one of the things that, you know, I think the community looks up to is that our community is, or our agency is really invested in our community.
Okay, so suicide is the problem then today. We need to talk about suicide.
Yes. Yes.
All right, where do you want to jump in?
Why don't we start out with kind of like giving some, you know, some people think suicide is a lot of different things. Maybe just give them the definition of it. Suicide is the intentional overt act of killing oneself. In other words, it's not something accidental, even though sometimes those can be ruled as suicide. But it's kind of like the person gets to a point in their life where a situation strong enough has affected them emotionally, cognitively, and physically to a point where they actually see no way out except for, you know, ending their life. When we know, Scott, that there is a lot of different things that you can do before you get to that point. So one of the things that we try to do is we try to kind of help people by helping them understand that their situation is just a situation. It's not the definition of their life. And there are other avenues you can take instead of that, you know, permanent avenue.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.